Hi there and welcome. It's Ramini Lee here from Global Jet Business Solutions. I've got some quick fix marketing strategies here that I want to share with you. Now, these are strategies that I would choose if I could only apply one basic tactic to improve profits and increase sales immediately. So for this particular example, I'm going to use a clothing store or a clothier. Now, most clothier don't capture and use their customers' names correctly. I mean, if anything, they send out one or two bad mailers a year that don't really say anything or address the needs of their customers. So here's what I suggest. First of all, capture all of your clients' names, addresses, and phone numbers. Fax numbers when you can. Now, second, categorize each of those customers according to the area of interest. Now, for example, certain women will like exotic shoes or more expensive dresses or need particular sizes, etc. Now, when you get something in that you know that they like, call them, mail them immediately, even prior to their order, to your order coming in, and let them know about it. Now, thirdly, when people come in, say to them, almost like a trial closing on a sale. From time to time, we get some wonderful things in, but they go so quickly. For example, since you're one of our better customers, would you like us to call you when something comes in? Now, this will build your customer loyalty and responses very, very quickly. Fourth, now make some deals with kindred retailers who have customer names. For example, beauty salons, restaurants, health clubs, spas, jewelers, furniture stores, cleaners, florists, and so on. And give one another reciprocal endorsements. Now, endorsing is huge, and it's hugely underutilized. Here's how it works. If XYZ Beauty Salon has a great clientele, clothier could do a mailing in which the beauty salon pays the expense to mail the clothier's list one time. The clothier keeps control of the list so the names aren't released, but the clothier writes a letter on their letterhead extolling the benefits of the beauty salon and saying that the salon has authorized him or her to make a special introductory offer. Now, it can be a price inducement, something free for buying something, or preferential treatment. All the customers have to do is bring in the letter so that they can be identified. Then the beauty salon owner writes a similar letter to his customers extolling the benefits of the clothier and making a specific offer. The two businesses can make a straight trade. Names for names, or pay a percentage, say 5-10 bucks for each customer who buys. The important thing to keep in mind is don't be stingy. Make your deal so